This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, if it's going to happen, it's going to be up to me and you. Bottom-up movement, not top-down, as we've said for how long now. Top-down is what got us into this mess. It is a country of for and by we the people, which just by its mere definition requires all of us to get involved, okay? Senators not participating, congressmen not participating, no bueno. I mean, this isn't the American way of life. This is not what America is all about. It's not what our democracy is all about that you would check out. Look, there's ways to protest, and I pray that those that want to protest today would do so in a civil way, that their point would not be disturbed, that they would not be distracted from what it is that they're trying to accomplish. This morning, we're going to do something rather special and unique. We're going to spend a couple of hours on that 800,000-pound gorilla that's been in the room, it just seems like forever. And whenever the issue of President Obama's birth certificate is brought up, immediately the left and those that would not want us to have that conversation, they move to invalidate. And this is what has given rise to the forgotten man and woman, is that when there are questions that are asked, and it's okay if you're on the left and you ask questions, but if you're on the right or anywhere but the left, you're not part of the reindeer games. So you're invalidated and your voice is stopped. Well, the problem is the truth will haunt you. This is why to this day we still do not know and still want to discuss who assassinated a president. It's the same thing with the birth certificate issue. Keep in mind, the birth certificate wasn't anything, wasn't a document that was presented by Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, or anybody else for that matter. It was only presented by the president himself. He said, "This is my legal birth certificate." Well, the background on this, if you've joined us before when we've had Mike Zulu and Carl Gallups on with us, is that Sheriff Joe Arpaio in Maricopa County in Arizona was approached by over 200 Arizonans that said, "Hey, look, check into this. You know, if we're following the rule of law, shouldn't we make sure that the president, in fact, has a legal birth certificate? He is, in fact, a citizen of the United States." Now, immediately, birtherism indictments were risen and racist calls were put out there, again, to shut down people and say, "Look, your voice is invalidated. We're not interested in the truth." But Sheriff Joe put lead investigator of the cold case posse, Mike Zulu, in charge. He said, "Mike, go check this out. I don't think there's anything there, but, you know, we need to do due diligence. We've got citizens here saying, check this out." So he goes to Hawaii to check it out, thinking, you know, he's just going to find proof that, in fact, the document is legit, that the president has, in fact, everything is as he says. He was born in Hawaii. He's a naturalized citizen. All this is good. Well, real quick, he finds out that, boy, there's holes in the story. And, oh, yes, let's look at the birth certificate. It's word processed. How can it be word processed? You know, if this is a legitimate birth certificate that's relevant to the time of the president's birth, when word processing was not invented yet, it wasn't happening. But somehow word processing enters this proposed offering of a birth certificate. So now more questions are rendered. So this has been what amounts to a 6-year-plus investigation. You understand, this is not, you know, some sort of off-the-cuff pundit opinion. This is an officer of the court that has to make sure all his I's are dotted and T's are crossed. The conversation will begin in just a minute. Stay with us, America. Mike Zulu, Carl Gallops are with us to discuss the president's birth certificate. Fake or real?
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, happy Inauguration Day to you, America. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Just so happens to be the International Day of Acceptance. And why not? Why not accept the Truth Day? As I mentioned, we're going to be talking about that 800,000-pound gorilla that's been in the room for a long time. And with us, we have Lieutenant Mike Zulu. Lieutenant Zulu is the lead investigator and commander of Joe Arpaio's cold case posse investigating the Obama fraud case. Carl Gallops is also with us, a good friend of the show. Who you are well aware of, senior pastor of Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida, and Amazon top 60 best-selling author, conservative talk radio host heard nationally and internationally, also a prolific TV, radio, and print media guest commentator. He is a currently sworn special deputy with the Maricopa County, Arizona Sheriff's Office under the appointment of Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Mike Zulu, Carl Gallops, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sirs?
Hey, doing great, Bill. Thanks for having us. This is Carl.
Yes. Michael?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, doing wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much. Mike, I think I laid out the foundation of the investigation, how it all began, and I want you to pick it up from there. Sheriff Arpaio tells you and the team, go check this out. And you go with the intent to prove that everything is well with the president's birth certificate, but you start noticing some discrepancies. Break that down for our audience, if you would, please.
Well, that's exactly right, Bill. Sheriff Arpaio, when he gave me the assignment, neither Sheriff Arpaio or myself thought for one second in the beginning that this was even possible. We didn't know anything really about the background of the certificate at that time. And his mandate to me was, hey, Mike, do me a favor. There's nothing here. Go check this out. And I want to be the guy to clear the document and move the country forward. Because something like this, he said, his exact words were, something like this is no good for the country.
Exactly.
So I went about 24 hours later after doing some preliminary research and investigation into the document. I had to come back to him and tell him that I think we're going to have a problem. I was not going to be able to clear it. Well, being a consummate lawman that he is, he instructed me to continue. And over the last 5 years, we have done nothing but investigate this certificate. There came a point in time after, I believe it was the first press conference, a decision was made. I went to Sheriff Arpaio, and I had said, you know, Sheriff, the only way we're ever going to be able to really clear this document is if I go to Hawaii and sit down with the state registrar, Alvin Onaka, and get him to verify for me that that image that's in that PDF file is the exact image that he authenticated by his registrar stamp bearing his signature. Well, when we went there, we were actually not permitted to speak with Mr. Onaka. We were told he doesn't speak to the public, which we know is not the case. We informed the powers to be over there that we're not the public, we're the police.
Right.
And this is unofficial business. At that point in time, they sent out a deputy attorney general, Jill Magamini, to meet us in the hallway. She tried to brush us off, but we insisted to sit down and talk with her. And during the 20-minute or so conversation, it became excruciatingly clear that they wanted to divorce themselves from that PDF file, would not give us any information, hid behind state statutes in order not to give us any information. And at the conclusion of that meeting, actually told us that her advice to us would be to move on and get on with our lives. That was her exact words to us.
Wow.
Obviously, law enforcement, if you don't want to talk to us, that's fine. That doesn't mean we go away. When you tell us to move on, that doesn't mean we take your advice.
Mm-hmm.
And we continued. And this has gone on now for a little over 5 years. December 16th of 2016, or was it 15th? I think it's the 15th of 2016. We gave our final press conference, and we pointed out 9 points of forgery that we have verified by 2 independent forensic document examination companies in 2 different disciplines. One is old-time document forensics document examination. The second is digital forensics. And they were on 2 different continents. The document examiner was in Hawaii, Honolulu, Hawaii, by the name of Reed Hayes, 40-some-odd years in document examination under his belt. And the second one was 4Lab, and they are a digital forensics corporation over in Italy, and they train law enforcement, and they specialize in child pornography cases. They testify on behalf of law enforcement in proceedings over there. Both of these individuals had no idea of one another. They didn't even know each other existed. And the methodology that was used here is there were areas that were suspicious to us. When we located them, we fired those off. One set of docs to Hawaii, the other set to Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And we stepped back and we waited to see if they were going to agree with each other, whether it be positive or negative, or they disagreed. And at times, you know, anything like this, you could have one discipline says, yeah, there's something wrong here, and another one will tell you there isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that wasn't the case. Both of them concurred on all 9 points of forgery without knowing the other existed.
Well, so Mike, I want to pause you right there because I want to bring Carl Gallups in here right now and get his perspective as a former decorated Florida law enforcement officer. Carl, you know this is serious stuff, as you and I have talked about. You know, you're talking about the president's birth certificate, and for the cold case posse in approaching this, I mean, this isn't, you know, a bunch of theorists, conspirators. These are officers of the court, and their responsibility is hard, fast. It is serious business. Every I must be dotted and T crossed here. If you're going to present this to a court, or you're not going to have standing. In fact, you're going to be thrown out pretty quick, aren't you?
Well, no, you're absolutely right, Bill. And listen, Mike's got a riveting story to tell, and it's going to be told
yes.
over and over and deeper as the months and years go by. And prayerfully, it'll be told before a congressional investigation or an FBI investigation or something like that. We'll talk about that later on in the program, But no, you're absolutely right. This, I'm privy to the guts of how this thing was conducted, this investigation, and what Mike Zullo was doing. And I can tell you, it was accomplished. It was undertaken with the utmost of integrity on Mike Zullo's part, and Sheriff Arpaio, and anybody else that Mike would bring along beside of him. And if they didn't handle it with integrity, Mike, let them go.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as you said, he was conducting an official law enforcement investigation. By the way, the only one in the world, no other law enforcement agency even dared to come along beside them in this matter. And so anyway, they were conducting it for the purpose of getting to the truth and one day being able to present it in evidentiary fashion before a body that could make a determination. So that's how it was conducted.
Well, Carl, to your point, the fact that this is the only investigation says a lot. It says that either a lot of people do not want to touch this with a 10-foot pole, because of all the other accusations, the invalidation that comes in, the contempt that is brought upon and pressure upon anybody that would dare look into this matter. More from Carl Gallup's Mike Zulu on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, type, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendeman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Bill Martinez, live.
Play tambourine with a silver jingle.
And we will sail away on the wings of love tonight.
Say, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I known it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, it's what it's all about. I've been given the choice. Why not make it a great day? Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Hey, at the risk of being called a birther, a racist, We are pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. We're honored to have Mike Zulu with us. Mike is the lead investigator, commander of the former Cold Case Posse investigating team that was put into action by the former sheriff, Joe Arpaio, out of Maricopa County in Arizona. And they were charged with investigating the Obama fraud case. Carl Gallups is also with us. Carl was a sworn special deputy with the Maricopa County, Arizona Sheriff's Office under Joe Arpaio when he was the sheriff there. And Carl, you wanted to clear up something to make sure that people understood exactly, you know, the positions that you and Mike are holding relevant to this investigation.
The only reason, Bill, as I was explaining to you off air, and I think your listeners will appreciate this clarification, is because every time Mike and or I together appear on air explaining this case, there are detractors out there, of course. Some mm-hmm. of them we even think are paid operating agents, but and they listen to every word we say. They parse every word we say, and if something is misspoken or you know, and we do, you know, everybody, you do, yeah. Bill, everybody misspeaks when you're live radio, but when it's brought to your attention, we get it correct because they'll immediately call us liars and frauds and everything else. Mm-hmm. So I just want our audience to know that, look, Mike Zulu was the commander of the Cold Case Posse under Sheriff Joe Arpaio. He was commissioned to lead that investigation as the commander of the Cold Case Posse. After the first two press conferences in early 2012, after those two press conferences were held, the Cold Case Posse as a unit no longer was investigating the birth certificate issue. However, Sheriff Joe Arpaio did commission Mike Zulu to continue under Sheriff Joe's authority to continue that investigation to the fullest extent, because at that point there were still serious questions and all kinds of red flags were popping up about that certificate. So that's when the grueling 5+ year investigation really, really commenced. Now, Mike Zulu did use, you know, digital document experts and other various expert examiners and people that he interviewed, and he went to, you know, to Washington, D.C. He went through archives. He talked to very important people within the government. So Mike Zulu was the lead investigator and the only real true investigator after the first two press conferences. It was not the Cold Case Posse doing this as it continued on. That's important to note. The second thing is, as far as my role in it, I was in the beginning of January 16 appointed as a special deputy sheriff by Joe Arpaio. And that was the thing was, that didn't give me any powers of arrest, or even it didn't make me an official investigator in the case. And I did not do any official investigations. I assisted Mike Zulu from time to time where he asked me, and that was it. But I was made a special deputy because I was doing a lot of interviews on your show as well.
Exactly.
I was privy to a lot of in-depth and very confidential information. So that appointment was made for accountability purposes, information flow and accountability purposes. It allowed me to know more than I would have previously known so that I could assist Mike when asked and speak on behalf of what was going on when instructed to by the sheriff. Anything else I spoke outside of that was my own speaking. But that's what the special appointment was. Now, it's important for your audience to know that Mike Zulu resigned from the Cold Case Posse and all of his appointments under Sheriff Joe Arpaio just shortly after that third press conference. Mm-hmm. I was there when he made that decision and started talking to the authorities that would make that happen. He was not fired or let go or disbanded by the new sheriff in town, Pinzone.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Pinzone had nothing to do with Mike Zulu at all. He had
right.
no authority over him at all. And, of course, my appointment is no longer official either, because I was appointed under Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
Exactly. Well, coming up as we continue to lay down the foundation, we'll bring Mike Zulu back here to explain the 9 discrepancies that they discovered. I do want to give you a programming heads up that we will be opening up the phone lines here shortly, 877-317-6432, 877-317-6432. 317-6432. If you'd like to chime in, you have a question of Mike Zulu or Carl Gallups, this is a privileged opportunity to be able to talk to these two experts who have been leading this investigation now, Mike Zulu certainly for over 5 years, and the discovery, certainly he will answer your questions and share with you what he is able to share with you at this point. Obviously, there is some information, Mike Zulu, that is still, still being held close here. You're not ready to reveal everything, but what is being revealed here brings to bear against this birth certificate that the president offered to we the people to confirm his legitimacy.
Well, there is, and I appreciate that because there is information here that obviously Carl's been privy to, but neither of us are going to release. To get to your question about the 9 points, let me explain to you going back in the very beginning of this, which would have been, I believe, around November of 2011. Dr. Jerome Corsi for WND was actually writing a book. He was pursuing Where is the Birth Certificate?
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, this was way before, you know, we got involved. As a result of Sheriff Arpaio agreeing to look into this at the request of Citizens of Maricopa County, I was directed by Sheriff Arpaio to interview Mr. Corsi.
Yeah.
I interviewed Mr. Corsi for 16 hours and to over 2 days. And I am going to tell you that for the first 14 hours, I was not buying any of this. Not that he didn't have information that had merit to it.
Mm-hmm.
I could not permit myself to go into conspiracy land.
Mm-hmm.
I had to look at this for what it was, and there wasn't anything I was being shown that I believed could have been, you know, not explained away in a different manner.
Right.
It wasn't until about that 14th or 15th hour that he started to share some other information with me. And at that point, Mr. Corsi, during his investigation, was made aware and actually retrieved another birth certificate from an individual by the name of Johanna Ani. I don't want to get into the details too much of how he got that, but she did provide him with a copy of her 1961 birth certificate that she had acquired, a hard copy, verified birth certificate from the Department of Health in Hawaii in 1995. And when he showed that document to me, there was something about it. There was just something strange about it. You would expect all birth certificates from any location, any, you know, from the same location, to appear similar. You would just expect that.
Right.
But there was something eerily similar with this document. And one of the major points were there were two date stamps. They were on the left, lower left and lower right corner. And on her certificate, they say August 24th, 1961. That's date of acceptance by the state registrar and the date of the filing. Those two date stamps, they appear to have the same angle that's on the Obama certificate. They were very close. They were not exact, but they were close. And that to me became suspicious because these are hand placed. You manually stamp these with a base stamper.
Exactly.
So I took the document from Mr. Corsi, and we had it in our possession since 2011. Over the years, we've been looking at this and looking at this, and we could not make those date stamps line up exactly. And in this business, close doesn't count.
Exactly. Mike, we got to hit the pause button. We got to leave it right there. We'll be right back right after this commercial break. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 29 after.
You like to pay less taxes. Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. they'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases, a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
Hey, whether it's any one of the 280-plus affiliates or around the world that you've joined us on, welcome to Bill Martinez as we discuss that 800,000-pound gorilla in the room. I know some people would say, well, why does it matter? I mean, President Obama's administration is in its waning hours and minutes here. Why does it matter? Well, it matters, first of all, just for the integrity of what truth represents, Carl Gallups. You know as well as I do, and your show and your focus as well as ours, it's been about pursuing the truth because it is that important. Yeah. You know, any foundation built on a lie is about as good as that foundation can be, and it's going to crumble and come falling down very hard. And dare I say that what could be ignited here is a crisis of such a magnitude that we can't even imagine if the Congress and our legislators are serious about pursuing the truth, because if we're rewriting and reestablishing a foundation here in this country based on the truth, boy, I'll tell you, this is going to be, you know, quite the earthquake across this country, and dare I say around the world.
Yeah. No, Bill, you're right. And when Mike Zullo gets back to what he was doing before we went to break and explains what they found, it is earth-shattering what they found. I mean, it really is. It's just astounding, and your audience is going to be mesmerized by it. But to the point of what you're saying, you're exactly right. People are saying, well, what difference does it make? It's a new day, new president. Yeah, but stop. First of all, if your home was burglarized 8 years ago, Bill, and then it was continually burglarized over those 8 years, and then finally, near the end of the 8 years, you discovered exactly who was doing it and how they were doing it and all the stuff they got out of your house, you called the police and said, okay, we got him. I got him. Right. And the police said, well, you know, he's gone now. He's done his deed. He knows you've caught him. He probably won't be back. That was 8 years ago. What difference does it make now? What would you think of law enforcement?
Well, of course.
Well, what has happened to our nation is far more important than a residential burglary. As you said, this goes to history. This goes to rule of law. This goes to the constitutional republic. This goes to our national sovereignty. What if, now this investigation never was a birther investigation. They never did try to determine where he was actually born. They were just investigating this document. And as it turns out, it's a complete fabrication from ground up. Now you got to ask, why would a sitting president have his administration, or somebody did it, why would he commit, why would they commit multiple crimes? It's a crime to fabricate a false document. It's another crime to use it. It's another crime to gain something from it. It's another crime to post it on a government website. I mean, multiple crimes. Why would they do that? Well, the answers to that question are not good. So what if he's not from here? What if the reason they couldn't present a birth certificate was because he's not eligible?
Right.
That means he now, as an 8-year president, has all our national secrets, all of our national security that could go to any person in the world. He knows the nuclear codes. He knows what we have and don't have. He knows where everything's located and where it's not located. He knows our vulnerable points, our weak points. I mean, what, you know, for somebody to say, what difference does it make? It makes all the difference in the world, not only to rule of law, but to our sovereignty and security. We better get to the bottom of this. Yeah. I can't imagine that Donald Trump and or his DOJ or FBI or the new Congress or the new courts will not deal with this once he goes in, because Donald Trump is the man who got him to put that document up there in the first place. Donald Trump was trashed, maligned, marginalized, lampooned, and lamblasted all
to this
during
day.
The campaign.
To this
yep.
day. Exactly.
So anyway,
right.
So he's being sworn in today. I think it's a new day. We've got some inside contacts going on. We think that perhaps there's going to be something come of this, hopefully very soon. And we're not making any declarations of that because we don't know, but we're working hard on it.
Well, like anything, when it comes to the truth, you know, you do your due diligence. You're the watchman on the wall, Mike Zulu. You present the truth to the people. It's up to them to decide. And as you've been reporting, this wasn't something that was just done 2 weeks ago. This has been years in the process. And dare I say, you know, some would say years and a lifetime, years of actual chronological time in the recent. And for you, a lifetime of your investigative experience and the manpower and resources that have been put into this to get down to the truth. And you say after 14 hours of a conversation with Dr. Jerome Corsi, you start to see, you know, you're starting to see some light here, and you go, whoa, this is, we've got a discrepancy here, and that it has to do with the date stamps. Why would the date stamps, why would them being different, you know, or being consistent, what were you seeing there?
Well, the angles of those stamps, and the left stamp has an angle of trajectory that goes from the lower left to the higher right. And on the right side, it goes from the higher left to the lower right. So they're angled.
Mm.
And when you do a digital transparency of the INE certificate and lay it over the Obama, those angles are very, very similar, very similar. So similar that it makes you step back and go, is it possible to do that with Dean McMahon? The problem that we faced was, like I said, they were close, but they weren't precise. So there's always the argument. And in our business, you have to look for doubt. What would the opposing side say in court? They'll use the technique of putting doubt into the evidence. Mm-hmm. So a jury eventually would come to a different conclusion. So this wasn't going to work for us. Over the years that ensued, there was a lot of speculation out there that a 7655 digital copier created the forgery. We had to painstakingly go out and inquire the Xerox 7655 copier. Then it took us a year and a half to find someone who had 2011 software, the creation of this PDF file, that we could install in the machine.
So you determined that, you determined, Michael, that this was done in 2011.
Yes, this was done in 2011. The remaining metadata that's in the document says that's when it was done.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that's when this PDF file was created, is in 2011. The That doesn't mean the document being compiled wasn't done before that, and I could explain that to you later.
Okay.
But what happens here is this 7655 is not the culprit. We had to take a lot of time to eliminate it. And as this was going on, I was working with Mark Allard, a gentleman that does our videos for our press conferences. He has access to the software that would have made some determinations that I did not have, and he has the expertise on how to run it. So I had asked him, I said, Mark, do me a favor. Just give me a video of these digital overlays of these date stamps so I can present these to the sheriff and let him understand exactly where we are. In doing that, Mark discovered that the OMNI certificate, when it was created by the Department of Health in Hawaii, was actually rotated slightly by about a degree and a half. When he adjusted that rotation to make it perfectly square and line up with the Obama certificate, those date stamps lined up precisely.
Wow.
We stopped. We sent that information to the two different forensics examiners, and both of them concluded that they did, in fact, line up exactly, and both of them concluded that it was a statistical impossibility to have two sets of stamps that would be four stamps, two different documents. If you want to believe the Obama certificate was actually created in 1961, which we don't, you would have had 16-day difference from August 8th, which is on Obama's, to August 24th on the Ani.
Right.
Date stamps placed in by hand at the same precise angles. And I hear music. Are we coming to another?
Yeah, we're coming. We've got about 30 seconds left here. So we'll summarize this segment and come back with more.
Yeah, let me just finish in the next segment, and I'll tell you what else we found with those date stamps that make it ironclad. Ironclad that these were taken from the ONI certificate and put into the Obamas.
My quick question, did you check other birth certificates to see that, in fact, there were there were differences in the lining up of the date stamps?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And our forensics reports state that.
Okay. More from Mike Zulu and Cara Gallups after the break. Stay with us, America. 18 minutes before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many people with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many of the nation's top plans, Walgreens offers copays now as low as $0 on select plans. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, which means you could be saving big. So switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy. Applies to Tier 1 generics.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The following is an incredible life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Someone has to stand up and say it. Bill Martinez live.
Keep fighting the good fight. Never keep letting your light shine.
Lord, we need an army of believers. Raise up warriors who will fight on their knees. Lord, call us to battle. Raise them up, Lord. Raise them up.
Keep fighting the good fight.
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. That's the good fight is the fight for truth here. If you're going to be set free, I mean, America doesn't even realize how bound up it is and it has been. And this is why the truth is so important. People often and with some casualness, Carl Gallups will say, "Well, the truth sets you free." And my question to them sometimes is, "Do you really believe that?"
Yeah. Yeah, do you really want to know the truth is the question. Can you handle it when you do know it? You know, to quote an old movie line, you can't handle the truth.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, that's what Mike Zullo and I have been saying basically to the last 8 years of a derelict and complicit Congress. The possibility of a derelict and complicit FBI, possibly. We don't know. We just know that they didn't do any kind of official investigation, even though we pleaded with folks to get involved. And a derelict court system that refused to hear the case on its merits, and a complicit media. I'm going to say, in the end of it all, a criminally complicit media. That's my opinion in this matter, because the thing is a template-created forgery, fake, fraudulent document. The media never vetted it. They never dealt with the evidence at hand. All they did was try to marginalize and mock those of us who were taking serious looks. And think about the law enforcement examination that was done. It was conducted under the orders of the sheriff of the third largest sheriff's office in the nation, a 55-year lawman, 30-something years federal experience as district supervisors in the Middle East, Mexico, Western United States, a six-time elected sheriff of the third largest sheriff's office, and then Mike Zullo with all of his experience in police work and detective work and private investigator work and investigation schools. So you got these two guys working on this, and the media completely ignores them.
Exactly.
So that's the deal. Can they handle the truth? Well, so far They haven't. Now we'll see what happens under a new administration.
Exactly. Well, this is the power of the race card, Carl, that you and I have been talking about. You throw the race card out there, and, of course, it's being demonstrated again, even as we go into this new administration, and it throws people into shock. I mean, they don't know what to do with it, and they'd rather just stick their heads back in the sand than to deal with the reality of what's going on.
Yeah, well, Mike Zullo and I and Sheriff Arpaio were cut out of the same fabric, and that is sticks and stones don't bother us.
Right.
I mean, you can call me what you want. All I say is prove it. You going to call me a racist? There's nothing in my background. I'm 60 years old. I've challenged people. Please, pull something out of my records as a cop. Go all the way back to high school. I was the only white boy on our basketball team for 4 years. Somebody call me a racist.
That's because you're the only one that could jump, you know?
That's
true. The problem.
You know, this white boy couldn't jump back then. But the deal is, I mean, there's no proof of me being a racist.
Right.
So shut your mouth and listen to the facts is what I say. And we just kept doing that, and Mike Zullo the same thing. And we're not racist. I could care less the president's color or gender. I don't care if they're male, female, black, white, Hispanic, Oriental. I don't care. Let's just have a Constitution-supporting, America-loving president. We'll deal with the politics through the political system if I disagree with politics. But let's don't have an usurper. Let's don't have an office that has been gained through identity fraud. Let's not have the possibility of somebody who's not even from here. Mm-hmm. Let's not have that. That's all we've been saying, and so we've been trying to get to the bottom of it, and now we have.
Well, are we a nation governed by the rule of law, Mike Zullo?
I don't know anymore. Mm-hmm. I truly, truly don't know anymore. It seems that the laws change at political will, and laws are disregarded and not enforced. I mean, you know, that gives you chaos.
Yes, absolutely.
So I hope we're restored back to the rule of law, and I hope this last 8 oppressive years are erased rather quickly. There are things going on in the law enforcement community that they're neutering the police, holding police accountable to standards that, to be honest with you, aren't even possible.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hope that it changes. You know, today I hope is going to be a new day at noon.
It's a time for a do-over. And again, if the basis of it is basked in truth, then the people will rejoice and we will all benefit from it. Dealing when you have been hiding the truth for a while, to deal with it can be, inconvenient. It can be painful for some, as it will be, because that's the nature of it. But if we're going to be healed and truly be great again, then we do need to reconcile our perspective with the truth here. Michael, I want you to pick up where we left off relevant to the investigation of the president. Oh, go ahead.
Let me see if I could sum this up rather quickly. The other thing we determined on those date stamps is they are perfect in horizontal and vertical alignment. What that means is we discovered that they picked up those two stamps as a group, placed one down on one side of the document, and then by using the shift key in Photoshop, they just pushed it over the other stamp to its alternative location. That gives it a perfect horizontal and vertical placement. That in and of itself is humanly impossible. It could only happen by computer generation. No human hand could do that. To make that happen, you would literally have had to precisely make measurements before you place stamps on two different documents. So we know that didn't happen. After we discovered the stamp situation, we began to scrutinize the whole document. And as we were doing that, there are 5 boxes on the document that line up perfectly. Words in Honolulu in one box, Oahu in another box, Oahu in a third box, and an X in the document in the little checkoff box. We discovered that when you lined up that first H in Honolulu, these 4 other boxes came into perfect alignment on both documents. In other words, what they did is they took the honoree certificate and they lifted as a group those 5 boxes and merely transferred them over to the template that was going to become the Obama certificate. And the videos that are on Carl's website show that. The other thing we discovered, Reed Hayes, our document examiner, there is an X in a box 6D, I think it is. I may be incorrect on which box it is. Hmm. Another little checkoff box, and they have a typewritten X in there, and that bleeds into a word no above it. Well, we determined that that X was used twice on the Obama certificate in two different boxes. So, again, we have now the exact same X in the exact same box bleeding into the word no was electronically lifted from the Ani certificate and not only used once in the Obama certificate, but used twice. That is an impossibility. Reed Hayes, when he discovered that, he said to me, Mike, this is like a fingerprint in your business because this is an impossibility. So we have that. And we have a lot of other things that are in the certificate, and it's hard to describe this over the telephone. That's right. Why it's critical. People watch the press conference and the three-minute videos that Carl did on this so they could visually see and have it impact them. But when you start to put this all together, the big question is why?
Exactly.
Why go through all this? And when you go back into the history before the manifestation of the Obama certificate PDF file that was pushed by Donald Trump, you go back in time and you start to find conflicting narratives. Back in 2008, the then director of Department of Health, Tyomi Facchino, states publicly that she went down to the vault, opened up the book, and physically saw Obama's birth certificate that's supposed to be residing in a bound volume since 1961 with 500 other certificates. Subsequently, there's still issues being raised about it, and an incoming governor, Neil Abercrombie, I think a year or two later, maybe off on my time here, I don't have a timeline in front of me.
Right.
A year or two later, makes a statement. He was going to get to the bottom of the Obama certificate, and he was going to produce it. Well, he goes on an exhaustive hunt for the document. It's no longer in this bound volume. Well, that's a problem, because if it's in a bound volume, it can't fall out. And he can't find the document in the Department of Health. Then later on, he comes out and he makes a public statement that they found a written record of his birth in the state archives. Well, that's a problem because the chain of custody now is destroyed.
Exactly.
We don't know what that document is that he found. It never, appeared to the public, never, seen the light of day. And he's saying it was half typed and half written. Well, then what did Facchino see 2 years earlier? Did she even see anything? What is actually going on here in the chain of custody of this document? If a governor can't find it, when he asks, if it's just like any other certificate in Hawaii, you simply go in and make a request to see your long-form birth certificate, it's in that bound volume. They can't find the Obama certificate. That tells you it wasn't there in the first place. And that makes those date stamps very significant. Because those date stamps had to be implanted on the Obama certificate to provide the illusion that this was created in August 8th, 1961. They created an illusion.
Well, Mike Zulu and Carl Gallops are with us. We're discussing the legitimacy of the birth certificate of one Barack Hussein Obama, something that has been in dispute since the day he took office and continues to be in dispute even to this day as he leaves office. We've got more from Mike Zulu and Carl Gallops after this. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. Fortressclothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas or hot socks, fortressclothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. Fortressclothing.com.
Why be held